Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Candid Christian Combos, a podcast. Today I have a special guest. She is true to this, not new to this. She's been here before, a crowd favorite, your girl, F-A-R-A. Let's get it. Hi, guys. For those of you who don't know, this is Farah, my sister.
And this is my second time on here.
And I have to set the record straight because some people don't know. She's my younger sister. Yes.
They actually don't know.
You know how some people see us and they're like, oh, who's older?
Yeah.
Like, I'm 6 years older than her. Mm-hmm. But she's back. And I'm sure you guys are happy to see her because y'all really liked her last episode.
I'm a fan favorite, pause. And the stats say so.
The stats don't lie. The numbers don't lie. Her last episode was How to Feel Like God's Fave. Mm. That struck a chord with many hearts across the world. Because a cinematic, dramatic moment. Yes, so she's back anyway. By popular demand. No pressure. Let's hope she can live up to...
Hey, we didn't pray before this thing, you know?
God. Okay, let's pray now.
Who's praying?
The person whose idea it was.
Okay. Dear God, we just praise you and we thank you for the opportunity to be your mouthpieces, for the opportunity to just spread your love and even just be vessels for you. And I thank you for the love that you give us and that the love that overflows so that we can give it to other people. Just like control our tongues, please, and just like lead us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Okay. The gag is that's how Farah actually prays.
Yes.
Like, this is not for show. She prays like this. But when she's alone, when she's with other people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, child, what are we talking about today?
We are talking about prayers that... What's what he's talking about? Prayers that God doesn't hesitate to answer.
Dangerous prayers.
Dangerous prayers. All of the above. Yeah.
Do you want to maybe lead us in a quick song?
The refiner, purifier. Yeah.
Is that the end?
That's not the end, but people get it because we said this before. Because if you sing the rest, there's caveats that you want to attach to the rest. So I don't want to be...
You don't want to sing the rest?
Not right now. Not right now. Because if I do, I'm going to have to be like interjecting, like, God... Not too much, though. Not too much. So, that's enough. If you know, you know. And you know why I'm hesitating to sing. And we're going to get into why I'm hesitating to sing the rest.
Yeah. So, this is an interesting topic. And I think it's come to the forefront recently because this is a song we've been singing a lot in church.
Hmm. Even our pastors, I'm pretty sure they, like... Look, I don't want to call names. But one of the pastors was like, yeah, when... They started singing. She was like, yeah.
This is not a song you can just sing anyhow.
And I just feel like we should make a disclaimer about dangerous prayers to pray. Because it's not dangerous.
No, we'll define it.
Okay, so.
We'll define what dangerous prayers are. This is just like the prelude, the intro.
Okay, I can get into that.
So from the moment that Refiner song came out, if y'all don't know, the song is Refiner by Maverick City Music. At first, I was like, yes, bro, this is my
When that song came out, everybody was singing it. And God heard our prayers.
I heard someone say that song came out, people started singing it, and then COVID came.
Yeah, I heard that too.
The pandemic happened, and we were refined.
Yeah.
So, after a while, I think... You know, the lyrics are so sweet to sing that you can forget about what you're saying and just sing it with all your heart. And then you start seeing the fruit of those lyrics. And you're like, whoa.
I asked for all that.
I don't think the correlation initially, like, occurs to you that, like, I pray to be refined.
Yeah.
To be tried by fire.
And it's not vibes that refines you. It's not basking in the sun that refines you.
It's not like the gospel of like, oh, Jesus is just, he just loves, and there's just so much grace. Like, yes, those things are true, mm-hmm. but it's not beans to us to be refined by fire. Like, it's not a metaphor that's like a played up version of something. It's like what fire is.
No, yeah, it's not symbolism. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's literally asking, like, don't be surprised. And it's like, okay, let's qualify what dangerous prayers are before we get too deep into this. Okay.
Do you want to go? Go. I'll add if there's anything.
Okay. So my definition of dangerous prayers are prayers that you should not pray lightly.
Don't pray if you don't mean it.
Don't pray if you don't mean it, because those are the prayers that God loves to answer in like less than one business day. Mm-hmm. You can be praying.
Amazon Prime shipping on that prayer.
Not Prime.
This is not a sponsorship for Jeff Bezos, by the way.
But you can if you want to sponsor us.
I said Jeff Bezos.
Oh, I thought you said Amazon Prime.
Oh, my God.
I'd like a free Prime membership.
What? It's definitely not the same thing right now.
Okay.
Back to how God answers.
Yes, he answers speedily. Because, mm-hmm. you know, there will be those questions and prayers where you're like, God, just give me clarity. God, just give me a sign. And it feels like it's been weeks and months of you praying that prayer. And there doesn't seem to be an answer in sight. These prayers, pray them today. Before midnight today, you start to see the manifestation. God is like, God is waiting his angels on standby, like, oh, yes, she wants patience. Okay, let's give her patience.
Bro, in fact, this is so triggering. So, I'll say my definition of dangerous prayers, and then we can get into, like, the list of dangerous prayers, because that patience.
Child.
Okay, dangerous prayers to me are prayers that, like, again, you need to understand what you're praying before you pray it. Because it's not just about a song. It's not a nice melody. It's actually like saying, God, this is how I want you to move in my life. So, yeah, just literally, if you're not ready for dangerous prayers, don't pray them. And it's not that you shouldn't, because obviously there's space for growth in your spiritual walk.
And you should grow.
You should grow. I even had a revelation because I was in church and I was like, God, do I really want to sing Refiner if I don't mean it? And he, like, gave me this picture of Old Testament and, like, the temple and the inner, what's it called, inner courts?
Inner courts.
The inner courts and how the priest had to cleanse himself and all. There were all these rituals. So you do need to be refined in order to reach, like, in order to grow spiritually. Mm-hmm. And you do need patience in order to grow like Jesus. You do need all these things that are asking to be in the line of the will of God. But you to cut your coat according to your size. If you know the pace that, you know, you can walk at. I mean, God knows best too, but.
Yeah. And also, it doesn't mean that if you don't praise, God will give you these things. It's just there's like a different level of accountability when you're the one asking for it.
And God loves when we ask too. So he's like, my child,
come on. The one says, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door will be open.
Yeah.
So like, these are the gifts that God loves to give to his children.
Yeah, and they're good gifts for our spirits, mm-hmm. for our flesh.
Speak on it.
Mm-hmm. Not so much good stuff.
Then he says he will give you the desires of your heart. These are his desires. These are desires of his heart.
Yeah.
That you would be holy and sanctified.
Guy, and people, this is such an aside, but people think that when they say God will give you the desires of your heart is, oh, I want this. No, when you're in line with his...
Not the Ferrari.
No, it's not that. When you're in line with his will, he'll give you patience.
Mm-hmm.
He'll give you purification.
Long-suffering.
Yep, all the fun
stuff. He'll make you holy. He'll make you look like Jesus. Suffering is definitely, like, a means to an end. A tool that God loves to use. Because the Bible says it, like, don't be... Count it all joy when you face trials of various kinds.
And what makes you think that Jesus will suffer?
If Jesus suffered, like...
Sorry, I don't know what word was trying to come out of my mouth. But what makes you think that if Jesus suffered, you two will not suffer?
You'll be exempt from it. If we're trying to walk like Jesus and be like Jesus, you gotta go
following
through
the footsteps of Jesus.
You gotta, literally. You gotta walk the walk and talk the talk. Yeah, so those are what dangerous prayers are. And we both experienced them to varying levels. And I think when I again, started singing that Refiner. And there are many songs like that that I think we, like Farah said, can get carried away with the melody and not realize what we're singing. And that's a whole different topic of like, do you really understand the songs you're singing?
Yeah, I pity somebody who's thinking as karaoke. Like, literally, because they'll be shocked. God will just slap them in the face. Like, this is an answered prayer.
But slap in kindness.
Slap in kindness and love, of course.
And love.
Praise Jesus.
But it's crazy that when I started seeing the manifestation of those prayers, and don't get me wrong, on the other side of, you know, the means and methods that God chose to use to refine me, I was a better person. Mm-hmm. I was more like Christ. Mm-hmm. And the image that he gave me of the refining process is like, you know how everybody talks about how gold goes through fire to come out on the other side pure? The goal is still that, like, when you are shiny, people can see his reflection in you.
Image bearers. Come on.
But, like, while that was all good and fun and great, the next time I heard that song come on, I kept my mouth shut. Because, not that I didn't love the results, mm-hmm. but like you said, you have to be self-aware. I was just coming out of a season of trials. I'm not trying to go back. I'm not. Like, there's a season for everything under the sun. So I'm not going to put myself in the position to be like, Jesus, purify me again. And maybe what I learned is, it's a trust thing.
Yeah.
It's a trust thing. Because if I trusted that God would not put me through more than what I could bear without giving me a way out, he would not let me be tempted beyond what I could bear, then I would trust that I can actually sing that song mm-hmm. every day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because we're supposed to ask, like Psalm 139 says, I think, search my heart and see if there's any pathway of pain that I'm walking on. And even the creating me a clean heart, like, these prayers of consecration and desires for purification and holiness are supposed to be a part of our daily walk.
I was, sorry.
But it's like, if you, the lens with which you look at the trials of the past mm-hmm. are like filled with pain, that you look back and you're like, I don't want to go back there. Mm-hmm. But Jesus was in it with you and he didn't let you drown. He didn't let you die. Yeah, sure, you have a couple of bruises, but you're stronger because of it. So I realized that it was a real lack of trust in God that if you're bringing me to this thing, there's a reason, and you're not doing it to punish me. Mm-hmm. You're not doing it because I've done anything wrong. And so this is something I can pray for, knowing that the God I'm praying to is not a punitive God. He's good. Mm-hmm, so if he does answer this prayer, it's out of that loving place.
Yeah, no, that was literally, as you were speaking as well, like, initially, in my head, when we were first deciding to do this dangerous prayers thing, I thought it was going to be comical, but, like, I think the Holy Spirit is moving here and just even convicting me, because I'm like, And I, yeah, so, on the lines of what you said about, sorry, what did you just say? The trust, mm-hmm. seeing it from a lens of pain, I think it's so important to also ask God to give us the desire to want to, like, pray these prayers as well. Because, child, like, literally, like you said, he's a good God. He's not a, what's the word?
Punitive.
I was like, good word. He's not a punitive God. He's wise. Mm. He, like, his timing is perfect. Mm-hmm. He's intentional. He's good. He's all these things. So, again, the trust piece, I think, is something that maybe we've been missing when we've hesitated. Because God factors in all these things. Mm-hmm. He's not going to... This is biblical, right? He's not going to give you more than you can bear.
He won't let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
So, yeah, God knows you. He knows, he's aware of the fact that we've been through trials. We have bruises. A good father is not going to, like, okay, say his son is training and they're, like, training for a camp. If his son is, like, out of breath and, like, literally about to pass out, he's not going to say, yeah, stand up, let's go again. And, like, be pushing him down, stand up, pushing him down in the name of training. Like, God is the best father. Mm-hmm. He, like, whatever you say, don't say, you're distracting me, dog. He's going to take all that into account. And, yeah. So, yeah, just, I think it's important to pray, and this is for myself. It's important to say, God, I know you're good, and I'm struggling to pray this prayer and give my all to you.
I want to pray so that my will is in line with your will and I want what you want for me, mm-hmm. which is my whole heart, which is an undivided heart. And yeah, to be purified, to look more like you. All those things. So
you look so stressed.
I'm stressed because this is speaking to me.
I think you touched on something that I think is really important to expound on. And that is the importance, the role that a revelation of God has in all of this. So as you were saying, it's important to pray, God, give me a desire. Let me want what you want for mm-hmm. me. Align my desires with yours. I think another important prayer to pray is, God, let me see you for who you are. Mm-hmm. Not through the lens of like the father that I had, not through the lens of what I've heard you're like, not through like a fragmented or just the God of wrath, but also like your see you holy.
Yeah.
Because then I can trust you and I wouldn't be scared. And I know when I hesitate to sing this song, or when, like, I'm reading a devotional and the prayer is like, oh, ask God for the fruit of the Spirit and I'm skipping over certain ones. I know it's a trust issue. I'm like, but the gag is,
sure.
There's none of the fruit of the Spirit that will just come. Like, God is not
it's a fruit.
He's not a genie.
Yeah. Oh, wait, so what are you saying?
Let me say it. He's not a genie that just like waves his magic wand and I was like, oh, boop, patience, boop, kindness, boop, long suffering. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you want long suffering, you will get it by suffering long.
Yeah.
If you want to learn kindness, he will put you in situations where you have to be kind.
Yeah. Okay.
Gentleness. Gentleness.
Is it when I'm here that you make all these mistakes? Because when I was re-listening to the other one, you were like, you said something and I said live on camera. We caught you in 4K, baby. It's not only audio now.
Gentleness, mm-hmm. self-control. Mm-hmm. You don't learn self-control by just being
by yourself in your room, yeah. Just hands tied.
You don't know what people's temptations are. But
True. I don't even know what that means.
I mean, self-control, some people learn it in
their rooms. But in your rooms, hands tied, eyes closed, like you have to be put in situations that you can exercise these muscles.
Training ground. It's like going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
You're training. And so he'll give you stimulations to test you and prune you and make you stronger. Whenever I feel a hesitation, I know, okay, that's time for me to pray for a fresh revelation of God's character and his heart towards me.
And I think in line with praying for fresh revelation, I know something that has been emphasized, especially in our church recently, is just spiritual warfare and rebuking stuff. Because I think on the flip side, while we can pray to God for a spirit of, like, a willing spirit or whatever, we also need to rebuke the spirit of fear, because I think that's such a a thing that makes you stagnant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, keeps
an
you
obstacle?
That's not what I was going to say, but that works too. An obstacle, like the spirit of fear, the spirit of doubt, and just being like, I rebuke you, spirit of fear, in the name of Jesus. Because even our pastor says that she rebukes spirits of fear almost every morning. Every morning when she wakes up, because, you know, this spiritual walk, we have God and we also have the devil. He's a very real obstacle in our faith. He doesn't want us to grow either. He doesn't want us to sing these songs.
Mm-hmm.
Our flesh doesn't, the devil doesn't. Mm-hmm. So
there's more against us.
Yeah.
No, there's more that's for us, but there are a lot of things.
No, I got what you meant. I understood what you meant. But yeah, I think it's just those two sides of the coin. And yeah, I'm happy. Like, I didn't actually think going into this we would touch on so much.
The Holy Spirit is here.
Whoa.
Where the spirit of the Lord
that
is.
That prayer
there
from
what is happening?
That prayer from vibes, I really didn't.
There's no vibes prayer.
I know, but when I prayed in the beginning, that I was just like, God, even though that's how I pray all the time, I didn't. He was listening.
He was. In line with that, I think self awareness and humility. Okay. Because, like, what you were saying about rebuking fear, I think also if you have an
improper or like a disproportionate self-perception where you think you are better than you are, you wouldn't want to pray these prayers because you're like, I'm good. I don't need patience. I don't need self-control. I don't need to be refined. So while these are hard prayers to pray, like we said in the beginning, they are prayers we need to pray to grow as Christians. And so if you don't see yourself rightly, like if you don't really take a good hard look in the mirror, if you don't have good friends around you who can call things out and be like, God needs to help you here. I think there will be even, that's another reason why you could be hesitant to pray these prayers, but for a different reason, because you just don't think you need it. And we all need it.
Yeah. And even like, I think so many of these things are tied, because when you said part of it seeing God rightly, when we see God rightly, we also see ourselves
rightly. Girl, you're getting into a whole other podcast.
It's, okay, you know what? That's to be continued in another podcast. Stay tuned.
We're gonna come back to that. Don't worry.
Yeah, so I think that was just a nice way to like see how everything connects. And I think honestly, I feel like we touched a lot. But I really, really want to get into
the types of prayers. I said quickly for you. I was just gonna ask you. You are in the spirit. The spirit is one. Okay, so what are some prayers that have been dangerous in the sense that God did not has. Oh, I know some, but I'm gonna let you.
I'll say the one that's pressing on my heart because it's one I saw on TikTok recently. So have y'all ever been in a situation where, like, you know, meet someone and wondering, God, is this the one? And literally, all you have to pray is, God, if this man or woman is not for me. Let me know. Show me. I'm telling you, the next day, y'all, in their sleep, something visits them and it just doesn't work out. From, like, literally, you seeing their true colors. Something happens in the spiritual realm. There's a big wave. There's a big, what's that thing where you jump like this? Cannonball. That's what the prayer is like in the spirit.
I have prayed one of those prayers once and I was shocked at the speed at which God answered.
What was the exact scenario? Because I'm trying to remember mine, but I actually can't remember.
There was a guy I was talking to before I got married. And I was like,
why do you make that disclaimer?
No, I'm just, this day and age, you can't be too sure. It's
poly something.
Polyamorous relationships and all that stuff. It was before I got married. There was a guy I was talking to, and, like, everything seemed to check out. There were some, like, dodgy things, but I was kind of like, nah, you know, nobody's perfect. But I was like, you know what, I'm going to ask God, like, if this is your will for me, like, make it clear. And if it is not, make it clear. The next day, this man stopped talking to me.
Like, he ghosted you?
He ghosted me.
Well, if that's not a clear and prayer, like, answered prayer.
No, I didn't want to believe it. I didn't want to believe it. It took me a while to believe now you want to answer the prayer. So I followed up. I was like, why did you just stop answering my messages? He was just like, hey, yo, man, like, I can't really explain it, but, like, I just don't think this is something I can continue with. I was like,
the angels were ready to be dispatched.
No, they were on standby.
They were literally waiting.
I feel like they were waiting by his ear to be like,
and God, amen.
When I say prime, Pronto. That message.
I hope that I can't remember an exact scenario right now, but y'all get the gist. Like, if you actually want to know if somebody's the one, just pray, God, please.
Another one is, show me this person's heart. Like, show me their true nature.
Guy. Like, friendships are being.
Friendships. Who you want to, like, I don't, like, when I say it, I feel like there's some prayers. And I know this is not biblical, but, like, that the angels are, like, still in heaven waiting to be dispatched. And there's somewhere the dispatch riders are outside your house, like, waiting to enact the prayer point.
And I feel like, okay, it's two things. So what you said about dispatch, I think it's actually biblical because I remember the story in Daniel where an angel, I think it was an archangel, was held up by the Prince of Persia. And then when Daniel fasted and all that, like, he was able to be released and whatever. So I actually think there is a
part. No, I don't think the distance thing, like, I feel like angels don't really, like, have an ETA or, like, travel time. I feel like it's just,
cool. Wait, I feel like we're not on the same page.
That seems to be a theme of this podcast.
But we are at the same time. You know what? Just like forget that part, okay? So we're gonna move on
is
to
there another prayer that
no, I was gonna say something else. It was in line with
what friends. Show me their heart.
Yes, like the scales literally just fall off your eyes, and you can like things that you didn't see before. You just start seeing. You're like,
yes,
it's so icky, and it's like, how was I friends with this person? Literally, scales fall off your eyes immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Well, is that one dangerous? I guess if you don't want to lose that friend, it is dangerous.
It can be hard because I feel like what happens in those situations is God lets you see into the spirit realm. And mommy used to say this to me that like, if you prayed for God to show you some people's hearts, like you would see like snakes coming out of their head in the spirit realm.
Mm-hmm.
And you would know that not everything that is cute on the outside is cute on the inside. So that could be a dangerous one if, I mean... Yeah, I saw this meme once that was like, if you pray God, deal with my enemies, something like you might start to see some friends falling away. Like,
yeah.
It'd be happening like that.
It'd be the ones closest to you, dog.
Do you have any other examples of dangerous prayers?
I think we literally spent the first half of this podcast talking about refining. Patience.
Fruit of the Spirit. The whole thing.
Fruit of the Spirit. The one fruit. Because, that's what I was going to say before. Yeah. It's like one fruit. So like literally God, I want to be like more like you. Jesus, I want to be more like you. Patience. God will place you in places that force you to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
I prayed for patience and now I'm in like I'm a teacher in preschool in church, like the preschool.
That'll
classroom.
Teach you patience.
And I was telling my cousin today, I was telling them that I was like teaching the kids, like 13 of them. And they're like, God, I would have pinched them. I was like, yeah.
Why you're not in preschool?
Yeah, I couldn't do that, you see. But so I'm having to, like, and I'm like, you know what? I'm just, like, enjoying the process, being refined and...
Mm-hmm. Even, like, a prayer for contentment. Like, I feel like one way to answer that prayer for contentment is... Forgot to strip away all the things that are unnecessary in your life and be like,
oh,
I learned to abase and abound like Paul. Like,
Jesus to will do be with your little... foundation.
And Jesus will be your all and your only. Yeah. And you will learn to be content
He
with
will be
him.
Your first and the last. Like, yeah. And He is enough. Because I remember a season of my life. This is even part of my testimony. Don't worry, we'll get into my full testimony right now. But when I think this was when I was starting to pray more and saying, God, like, I want to know you. Everything in my life felt like it was fallen apart. I wasn't in school at the time. I was stuck in Lagos.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
What did I actually have then? Literally nothing. Well, and I was like, well, God, it's just me and you.
Mm-hmm.
And I found so much peace in him.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not nice being stripped of all those things, but...
And you wouldn't have learned that Jesus can be enough for you had you not, like, had you not been in a position for him to be your only option.
Yep. And I think it's so nice to have him as that foundation because even now when I do have things, they're not my one and only. I can't do without like contentment with Jesus. So,
yeah. You were stripped down to bare minimum, obviously, because God is, like, everything. But, like, stripped away everything, every distraction.
Yep.
Even prayers for, like, intimacy. Like, God, I want to know you deeper. I want, like, to have deeper relationship with you. I feel like you can, distractions, things that used to distract to numb yourself can start to fall away. And, like, you find yourself in a place where... It's just you and Jesus face to face, and you're gonna get that intimacy one way or another.
Can we just conclude that all prayers are dangerous prayers then? Because like not that
we're going down.
I'm not saying this is our final point, but I'm just saying the way that we're listing all these things now, I'm like, what prayer is left now?
I think it's every prayer that aligns with the will of God. Could be a dangerous prayer. Because the prayers that aren't dangerous are the ones that we're just praying out of our own understanding.
Like, give me an example.
So, like, if you're like, oh, God, I really want this job. And that's not God's desire for you.
Okay.
That's the kind of prayer that you can be pending for 2-3 weeks. You won't get an answer. But whenever I think the speed, which is, like, what we're saying makes these dangerous prayers like different from other prayers. Mm-hmm. It happens at that intersection of alignment between like your God's will and your will, where they align. Mm. Then it's like all of a sudden heavens are open over you, and that happens for good things as well as hard, challenging things. But it just so happens that the hard, challenging things are what God really desires for us, and He desires to, you know,
lavish us
in like good gifts as well. But like His focus is to make us holy as Jesus is holy, and to sanctify us, to purify us, to conform us to the image of Christ. So those prayers that align with that like ultimate like mandate over your life, mm-hmm. have no fear. Those prayers He will answer.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart.
Don't worry about it, sweetheart. He will answer, and promptly. Okay, to summarize, what...
Sorry, I just realized I was clicking for you. But I was like, that's really weird, because if we're having just a regular conversation, I was just clicking. Do you know how weird that would be? I'm clicking for y'all that can click.
Okay. Do you have any, like, closing thoughts for anyone who maybe is scared to pray these prayers because, like us, they're like, am I really ready for this refining? Am I ready to be purified? Like, I don't know what it takes. What would you say to that kind of person?
I would honestly say to pray, first of all, start the prayer, like Marwa said, that just asking God to help you trust Him. Because I feel like God, again, I always come back to this, God is so good. Mm-hmm. And I think if you let Him, He will blow your mind. Mm-hmm. And there's just so many things, again, like if I hadn't prayed certain prayers, and I think even sometimes it's nice to pray those prayers that we're not even sure like what the like nail on the head is. Mm-hmm. Like it's not like praying, God, I want this job at this specific place. When you're praying like a prayer that you know is somewhere in God's will, He knows where to take that dart and place it directly on the place that you are going to, on the bullseye, on the place that you're going to grow. God will blow your mind, honestly, because nothing else is satisfactory. I would never want to have built my foundation on, what do you call it, like money or whatever, relationships, because all these things pass away. Mm-hmm. But Jesus is just going to give you joy.
Come on.
He's going to give you peace.
Come on. Yeah.
And not only that, He is the prize Himself.
Amen.
So, yeah, honestly, trust, I think, is the first thing, trust. Because you can't give yourself to somebody you don't trust. Mm. And you can't even conjure up that trust in yourself. That's something that you need help to have.
Yeah.
So those are my closing remarks. What about you, baby girl?
Yeah, I would say the same thing. And you can't give yourself to someone you don't trust. That's what you said. Mm-hmm. And you can't trust someone you don't know. Yeah, so pray for a revelation of Him. Read your Bible, like, so that
read
you know.
Read your Bible, pray every day.
Okay.
Pray every day.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, I thought you were like,
no.
Okay.
No, like, I wasn't hyping you up. I was trying to shut it out.
Not on the same page again.
Yes, so know Him and read your Bible, because when you know, like, you see other people who have asked to be refined, seeing other people who, like, look at Jesus's life. Like, basically what Farah was saying, you can't follow in the footsteps of Jesus without, like, following in the footsteps of Jesus. So that you are aware of what you're asking God for. Like, you're praying informed prayers. Mm-hmm. And you are ready to receive His answers. So read your Bible. And, yeah, I'd say pray for a fresh revelation of Jesus's heart towards you, so that you can pray these prayers with confidence, trusting that the one who is listening to you is good and He's for you, and His ways are way higher than your ways.
Yeah. Can I pray real quick?
Pray for the people.
Okay. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Dear God, I just want to thank you for this podcast. I thank you for everybody listening right now. God, I just praise you, first of all, for who you are, God. I thank you that we all have the opportunity to get to know you through Jesus. I thank you for your beauty, God. And I know that we've only seen a fraction. Mm-hmm. I pray that you give us a heart to want to know you more, know you deeply, fully, because there's just so many sides to you, God. I pray that you give us hearts that want the truth, hearts that want to just know you deeper, God. And yeah, I know that you're going to blow everybody's mind who is listening right now. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Bye, y'all. Thanks for listening.